always laugh when people think that my essential job is the only thing that I do. And I think what people need to understand and what people need to embrace is that we are living in a world right now that whatever you are doing right now is not the only thing that you do. I really do hold in my heart moms and dads and school teachers who are with the future, and they're trying to train the future and to get them ready for the future and the challenges that they face in this day when there's no such thing as a snow day anymore. It's a remote day. The kids are going to be on the computers again today, but they're still going to be learning. So they're not going to be running around chasing snowflakes or anything like that. I embrace the parents during these challenges and changes that we're going through. But it's not the only job that they have to do. There are many of us that are doing 3, 4, 5, you know, and I would say yes to a sixth job. It's what we do. It's how we survive. It's how we're making it. And all you can do is try to figure out what the outlet is. How you doing? Are you seeing anybody? Have you made the phone call? Did you get the same answer that my wife did? We're not taking on new patients right now. And their main concern is, are you suicidal right now? No. Are you bringing damage to anybody else? No. We're not taking on patients right now. And so what they try to do is they try to drive you to these internet people. And it's like, look, I need a human being in front of me. I don't need a flat screen. And it's like, where are these psychologists and psychotherapists? They're busy. They've got a lot of things to do. And if I'm going to embrace the parents and the school teachers, I have to embrace them as well. I really do. Keep trying. Do not give up. Keep reaching out to these professionals. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walk through an everyday world. I am a daily writer. I didn't know when I started writing this that there would be a huge shortage of mental doctors. I didn't know that. I didn't know that September 11th would happen. I didn't know that the Challenger would happen, but I was there as a writer. I was there. It's all documented in the daily writing. That's why I daily write. I write because maybe one day, dear future reader, this is what happened on this particular day. Can we just have a conversation? This is The Daily Mess. Just call. We'll find something for you to do. That's what a manager said to an employee who was wondering why he wasn't on the schedule for the next 5 days. Just call. We'll find something for you to do. The layout of the work front has gone through a huge evolution. But I'm going to tell you right now, from my point of view and direction, this huge evolution is only on the ground floor. Essential jobs endlessly announcing that, hey, we need help. But I'm not hearing it from those businesses that provide skills. Skills in the way of sculpting your gift and talent. Broadcasting, engineering, accounting, upper-level professions are not hanging out that sign that says, help wanted. Or is it these digital sources that we're all using, such as LinkedIn, Monster, Indeed, you know, all those that use AIs to watch what you're buying, what you're saying, what you're sharing, to make your career choice for you. Dropping off a resume at the front desk is how I got into radio. I'm not really sure if today's decision makers are even local. So if I were to show up at the radio station with that resume and really cool radio air check, would they look at me and say, just call. We'll find something for you to do. It's a strange place. Dear future reader, what is it like where you are? How are you working? I mean, you know, what did they say was going to be the new choice in the life ahead? How did you prepare for that? Did you go to a school to teach you how to do what it is that you're doing? And is there enough room for more? See, the thing is that there's always a campus for you to learn what it is that you feel like you've been called to do. But what I'm seeing and what I'm experiencing, remember, I'm not a professional. I'm a writer. I'm a daily writer. You're paying a lot of money to go through the education, but I'm not seeing the activation. I'm seeing people ending up at the lower levels, the grocery stores, the restaurants, And people will tell me the jobs aren't there. I get it. That's what I'm saying here, is that where are the professional jobs? They're not hanging the help wanted signs. Who has replaced those that were given the gift? Has remote working changed every one of us and the places that we work? Because there's a lot of financial institutions that are saying, get your butt back to work. You got to be here. Show us that you've got the vaccine, or take the test, or you don't work here anymore. Is that really the case? Are they really showing up? Look at the world of medicine and how it's changing, because people aren't doing the vaccine, and people are losing their jobs because of that. Where is the help wanted sign at the career choices? Those that provide salaries, insurance, not the lower level. Sure, they provide that kind of stuff. You can get the hours. Yeah. Just call. We'll find you something to do. Just call. But in my earlier days of radio, you didn't just call. You had a career. You shaped that career. You built a career, and you moved forward with that career. Where are those jobs? I'm Errol, and that's The Daily Mess.